JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and we are joined by the coach of the Melbourne Storm, Craig Bellamy.
Our next guest is one of the greatest NRL coaches of all time, even if sometimes his coaching techniques are a little out there.
Craig Bellamy has given his captain the bird.
Before the Melbourne Storm take on Manly tomorrow, please welcome Craig Bellamy.
Not just greatest rugby league coach of all time, Bill. You could argue across all codes. Man is a superstar. He joins us regularly. Craig, welcome to you.
Thanks, JB. Thanks, Bill. I'm not quite sure that's correct, but
Belly ache.
You're always humble with us. We know you
very
are
very humble. But could you go to another code and coach?
I don't think so, to be quite honest. That sort of mentioned to me a couple of times.
Yeah.
I just think, you have to be, there is some common things that you need to do, not only in sport, but in business and, life in general, for me to be successful or, anyone. But at the end of the day, I think you need to know, the game inside out when you're talking about sport, again, you might be able to do it to a certain extent, but I don't think, you'd be as successful in the sport that if you're a coach in the sport you don't know.
Yeah, sure. I was reading Brandon Smith, our man, and we know how much you and he love each other, and I was reading his comments, Craig, where he said, this is after the weekend, we're going to have to do some work on our defence and try and make Craig a little bit happier than he was after the Cowboys game.
Probably our attack wasn't great either, but that's basically, I suppose, my passion in the game or my, main points are around our defence, and Cheese, needs to pick up in his little effort areas at time as well. But as I said, as a team, I just thought defensively some of our effort areas were really poor, and that's not what we're about. That's basically, to be quite honest, we've tried and build our club on being competitive, and competing. Not I'm not taught competitive as far as, being competitive with other teams, but actually getting in and making sure you are competing in the areas that, you're in the team for. Yeah, you're in the team, for this reason. This is where you need to compete. And I just thought we were a fair way off that last week.
Well, Cam Smith's comments were interesting to me because he said Craig can cop being beaten or outplayed by the opposition, but when the Storm get out-competed, that's when he gets upset, and that's what you're talking to.
Yeah, well, I didn't know Cameron made those couple of points, but he probably sums up better than me there, to be quite honest. I wouldn't say I like getting beaten.
He said you can cop getting beaten.
I could cop it. I can live with that. But as he said, we've built this club on people competing in the areas they need to compete in. And like I say, we just need to get back to that sort of mentality this week.
How do you go with that, Billy? Because you're a very passionate coach and we see you in the box, and I love that. If I'm playing or a supporter and I see you jumping up and down and getting involved, I love that. But, of course, we know the last few years you can't yell at the players or you've got to be careful. this woke world we live in, mate, how do you go? Because I had one, Malcolm Blight. He was ferocious. He would give it to you between the eyes and call you everything. Times have changed. How are you going with all that?
Yeah, I've probably settled down a little bit. And I think it might have been Cameron actually made the point. He said to me, mate, you basically settled down or you've calmed down. You've chilled a bit since you've had grandchildren.
Oh.
And I think, what a load of crap. And when I thought about it, well, perhaps he's right, because I think mellowed was the word he used.
Yeah.
So I'd mellowed a touch. But, he's probably right there. And I think I'm getting a little bit older and, kicking chairs is not good for the feet these days, Bill. So, as you said too, there's different things you can do now to what you could do 20 years ago, 15 years ago. So, I think I have changed and a little bit and changed for the better. And, hopefully, I don't get myself into any trouble.
Yeah, great pleasure. It always is to have Craig Bellamy a part of the show. Stick around because we've got more to discuss with the great Melbourne Storm coach.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Nat Fyfe is growing a goat.
So what?
No, I just liked it. It just tickled my fanty.
Fanty.
Fancy.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and Craig Bellamy joins us ahead of Melbourne Storm's game tomorrow night against arch rivals Manly, which kicks off the Indigenous round for the NRL at Amy Park.
And the great Greg Inglis was down at the club, you were saying, just before we got underway.
Yeah, he came down today, travelled down from Sydney, and it was great to see him again. I hadn't seen him for a little while. He's probably put a little bit of weight on, but he looks pretty good, actually. And, he looks really fresh in the face. And with a couple of injuries we've had, we thought about putting him in tomorrow night, but he was a real coup. But, no, it was just great to see him. And, obviously, on a round, with the Indigenous round and our game, kicking off that round, he's... culture, his heritage is, so important to him. And, he spoke to the players, after our meeting today, and we had a little ceremony out on Amy Park as well. So, like I say, it was great to catch up with him. And it was, great that, that us as a club, we're in the game that starts Indigenous round off.
Big game. It'd be good to be home, I reckon, Craig, back home at Amy Park. We need a win.
We do actually. With all due respect, Bill, what we do need is a good performance, and just being, as I said, more competitive. Yeah. So, obviously Manly's, they've probably been a little bit like us this year as well. But the one thing you know about Manly, when they play us, they always turn up. They're a very competitive side. They've got some real competitive leaders in their team, and we know it's going to be, a tough dig tomorrow night.
Now, never use injuries as an excuse, but they are a reason. And Pappenhausen and Hughes are massive to what you try and do, and they're big outs.
Yeah, well, they are. And, you lose all your key position players. It's always hard. We've lost a couple of them there. But we're hoping, Jerome might come up, for tomorrow night.
That's good.
He trained that guy today. But we're missing a couple of others too, obviously, with Reuben Smith and, Big Nelson, he's not playing either. And Christian Welsh got it early in the year. So we have been struggling there, but we've always prided ourselves on, whoever comes in, they'll get the job done. And as I said, as long as they can compete in the areas they need to compete in, we'll be happy with that.
Hey, I see Billy Slater's coaching Queensland. Good luck to Billy boy. How will he go as a coach?
No, he'll be great, Bill. Yep. A couple of words. You think of Billy as a person is certainly hardworking, but very passionate. He'll be very passionate about his coaching, and his attention to detail is really top shelf as well. So I think those couple of things where you're only coming in and you're only playing the three games.
Yeah,
I think sometimes you can you can be overbearing for 24 games, but I think with Bill's attention to detail and his passionate nature, I think he'll do a great job for Queensland.
Talking to Craig Bellamy, the coach of the Melbourne Storm. Do you like living in Melbourne, mate?
Yeah, I do, Bill. Yeah. I do. I'd probably prefer the weather to be a little bit warmer at times.
Well, it hasn't been too bad, to be honest.
No, it has. I thought it was probably the best summer we've had since I've been here, it was good. Yeah, but. I love living in Melbourne, and we're sort of known, but we're not sort of known.
Yeah,
so that sort of helps too. You can sort of go out and have a beer and have a can lunch without anyone sort of knowing who you are. So that's always handy.
Bloody oath, it would be.
I bet you can't do that, Bill.
Oh no, well you do get some free frothies. Don't worry about that. They drop a few over to you on the bar. It's not bad.
Craig, he goes and seeks that sort of attention. You try and be quiet. He goes and tries to find people. Hey, your own future's so constantly spoken about. We saw that you've re-signed and you got the clause for next year. Is it a thing where you just need to be convinced within yourself that you want to keep doing it, or what's where's
yeah,
that?
I think that. I'm sort of getting on a bit. I'll be 64 at the end of the year, so I just don't want to be too old to enjoy other things in life when the footy's over, And obviously, with the family growing as far as the grandkids, I want be able to spend some time with them as well. So just picking that right time, I suppose, is, again, the hard thing. And it took, with all due respect, it took me a long time to actually decide and or make this decision. There was a few other things that I had to navigate as well. But, yeah, so it was just mainly, I'm still enjoying it, to be quite honest. But like I said, I don't want to be too old, so I can't do other things in life that, I probably would enjoy.
Yes, well, hey, get there early for this game on Thursday night, because the pre-game, spectacular light show, also the welcome to country. There's a smoking ceremony, tribute to Greg Inglis, of course, and the Storm are going to wear their 2022 Indigenous jumpers there. So, and also the club have donated 500 tickets to Indigenous communities, which is fantastic, thanks to also Cole. So should be a good night. Should get a good crowd there, and it'll be great for the best Indigenous player ever to play at Storm, Greg Inglis.
Yeah, I just hope we can, pay homage to Greg and, just show him how much, he means to our club. And we can do that if we get there and perform well and compete well.
You're a bloody star, mate. We love everything you do at the Storm, and good luck for a big game.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
And Bill, make sure you head to that game, Melbourne Storm versus arch rivals Manly, kicking off Indigenous round at Amy Park tomorrow night. Tickets available from Ticket Tech. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.